probably the one guy people should see. Mm. He looks like Roman, a combination of the Keebler elf and Roman Polanski. If, if those two had a baby, it would look like my, and Alfred E. Newman, throw him into a threesome, yes. A three-way. That's Mike Evans.
Hmm.
I don't have anything high tech to talk about or to offer. I haven't discovered anything new. You guys have anything?
No.
No? Okay, then Jose, it's all yours.
Happy birthday to the best-selling video game in history.
Okay, hold on. Best-selling. Is it an old game that's been around a long time?
Yes. Since 1984.
Pac-Man?
Nope.
No?
NES?
Mario Brothers?
Nope. Tetris.
Tetris?
Oh.
Which I've
not
never...
Not system, but game.
Is it the blue game. Blocks, little squares?
Yeah,
little
squares. Yeah.
I had an issue with Tetris for a while.
requiring medical assistance?
One of my phones, you know, 7-8 years ago, I had it on there, and I would play it a lot. And then all of a sudden, I started having the Tetris dreams, where...
You know what?
We've talked about this before.
Yes,
yeah.
I remember.
And during your dreams, all you see is these blocks falling, and you're just moving them, and you're just. So I had to quit cold turkey. I had to stop, and yeah. I haven't had one since.
You could have been in a mental institution by now.
Oh, it's a very weird thing.
Now, I don't believe I ever really. I know what it is, but I never got caught up in Tetris. What is it? Just you stack them, or you dodge
blocks
them,
of different sizes start falling down the screen, and you move them. You can rotate them, and you create lines of, I think, like 8 or 10
or
something.
You have to fill
like
a line,
that.
And when you fill the line, it drops off.
So you clear that line off. So as you keep going, the lines keep stacking and stacking, and right. If you don't start clearing them, it'll go all the way to the top of the screen, and
okay.
The game's over.
And the pieces fall faster and faster as you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Invented by Alexei Pajanov.
You know who Jose sounds a little bit like? I'm not kidding. Just now, he said something. Dennis Miller. He just said it. He made a statement that sounded just like Dennis Miller. But you just don't use as big of words as Dennis Miller.
Must be the shirt.
And thank you for that, because I can't understand those words. Go ahead.
Sorry. You're welcome. They managed to sell 2 million copies of it before it premiered in Nintendo's Game Boy in 1989 and went on to make history from there. University of Michigan is building a city for self-driven cars. Most people relate Mountain View, California, which is Google's hometown, with self-driven cars. The problem is they can't go through Mountain View and actually test specific safety features, like if a ball comes rolling out between parked cars, what are the self-driving cars going to do? So University of Michigan is going to build one in Ann Arbor.
You know, we're never going to be around. Peon might, but we're not going to really ever be around to see this. As it will ultimately be developed. I mean, we're honestly...
You don't think 10 years from now people will be driving around in
driverless
computer cars?
No, in very limited communities, maybe. They may build sort of retirement... You know, they have places now where you can drive golf carts around and go to the store and it's legal. Maybe then that...
I could see in downtown
but
areas,
I don't
maybe.
Think
I don't
I'll
think
ever see somebody
driving.
Getting in a car and saying, okay, we're going to Colorado, and they just get in, and then the car takes them all the way. I don't think we'll see that, because I think it requires... I don't know if infrastructure is the right word, but things done to our current highway system, things embedded in plan, I mean, that we don't have yet. It's not going to happen overnight. It'll take a while. But it's interesting. And it would be great taking that. Wake up, you're there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, I think, with Paul. And Paul was like, I think I like the motion of driving. I go, I could do without driving.
Oh, no.
I could, too.
I'd like to watch a movie when I want to drive. But otherwise, if it's a long trip, nah, forget it. Put the movie on. Let's go. I agree.
Sprint's getting ready to buy T-Mobile for about $32 billion. Unfortunately for them, it's going to require the FCC and the Justice Department's blessing. And the Justice Department and the FCC are currently busy with the Comcast and the AT&T DirecTV purchasing.
That was the T-Mobile thing. Thank you.
Yeah. So eventually there's just going to be one company, right?
Heaven help you if you're for T-Mobile with Sprint by
now. Isn't that amazing, though, that little signature, the T-Mobile thing? I think that's – give me any other carrier and their sound. Can you? No.
Dun.
You can. That's an interesting little marketing tool, though. You can be in the room, and the TV can be on. You're not even looking
at the Intel jingle. I know that one.
Yeah, another good example. And you don't have to look at it. You know exactly what that is. T-Mobile or Intel.
Yeah, but if I show you a cute girl in pink leathers riding a motorcycle, which one company do you think of?
I like her. T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. Yeah. That's right. You got that one. You haven't seen that on AT&T, have you?
No. I like her.
And last but not least, the iOS 8 for your Apple iPads and iPhones and iProducts will with a camera, read the credit card numbers. If you're on a website somewhere and it says enter your credit card number now, you can just take a picture of your credit card and the Apple folks will enter it for you.
That doesn't sound like a smart thing to do to me.
Well, it doesn't save it, but you can save it. There's parts of your Apple you actually can save that kind of information, like auto signatures.
And what I want to ask you, I forgot earlier, can you retrieve... You can't retrieve conversations. I know they seem to be able to go back and pull texts that people sent out of phones. Even after it's deleted, it's still in there, right?
It's in the phone company's records, yes.
Okay, but not conversations.
I think the NSA has your conversations.
Wow.
They actually record the whatever you said to whoever you said it to.
That's almost scary, I think. You want to take calls?
Please.
All right, one last time to give the numbers. We won't give them again. We have a line or two open. That's it. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I hope I get this name right. Cortland, is that right?
Hello, yep.
Cortland, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello.
And the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right. First of all, concerning the driverless cars, three questions. One, will they make a version where the turn signal continually goes?
No, they have to. You got to do that.
That's for older people.
Yeah.
Will they make a car for older people that will go 30 miles an hour under the speed limit?
Have to.
And three, will they make a car that completely avoids the city of Atlanta? All right, legit question now. When will they be coming out with Windows 9? I'm about ready to shoot my computer with the Windows 8 in it.
I would look for probably the first solid beta releases spring of 2015.
Can't wait that long. Okay,
it'll be here before you know it.
I hope so. I'll hold my SO for those cars that come out, the driverless ones.
Okay.
As long as drive with the turn signal going.
We got you.
Thank you,
Cortland. He wanted to make sure you got that stand-up routine in again, make sure we heard that.
Isn't that on
Thursdays?
Yes, that
was good.
Thursday's the talent competition.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's amazing that as big of a country as Microsoft, how they can get something like that so wrong that almost across the board, everybody hates that tile. Have you seen that at all, that Windows 8?
Yes.
No.
Where it's just tiles. It's like big blocks that have all the different programs and everything. Yeah. But what they have a patch that puts the start button back?
Yeah, 8.1, and there are some actually third-party pieces of software that will put the start button back and give you a basic desktop. It seems that every time they release a software, it's like every other that works out.
Yeah.
Because you remember Windows 3.11. That was a flawless, perfect, and it came out of the Windows 95. And it was
Windows ME.
And then, we had 98, and then we had ME, and then it kind of doubled it because you had Vista.
Right.
And then we had 7, and then now we have 8. So 9 should be, it's kind of like Star Trek movies. Every other should work out well.
Wow, I really hardly know what you guys are talking about.
Well, you pretty much have all Apple products now.
Yeah. I've whittled it down. Well, let's go back to the phones. I'm taking these people's time. I was going to tell you a story about it. I took a hard drive out of an old computer. I was really proud of myself this weekend. Yeah, took the hard drive out. And we'll tell you what I did with it. Let's go to Jim. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jim. How are you?
Great. First time on the AM and the PM there, but I wanted to ask, when do you think the car's going to come out where, if I'm home, I can't get up in the morning, I sleep in the car, and wakes me up in the morning and drives me to work.
Oh, I have no idea. The question is, at that point, you probably should be working at home as opposed to sleeping in a car. You just work inside.
Yeah, I imagine so. But anyway, it was my first time, and I wanted to say hello to Frank.
Well, hello, Jim. I'm glad you're calling for the first time. Don't make it the last time.
Oh, it won't be. I'd like to tell you a quick joke.
Well, now, Hank, this is the tech question segment.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, no, wait. You're a first-time caller. I don't want to be rude. Go ahead. If it's quick, I have to get Jose's permission. It's his segment.
Can you tell me quick?
All right, go ahead, Jim.
All right. Old man, two of them walking the street, walking the sidewalk, looking at each other, and both dragging their feet.
No, I just told this joke last week. I just told this joke. Yes, I just told it Thursday.
Ah, well, see, I'm in the PM. I'm listening.
And you don't even remember.
I can't remember the joke, so I had that one, man. I wanted to lay it on you. But,
right.
Hey, thanks. Shoot me anyway.
Okay, I just did. Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Remember that? I just told it. That's amazing that either he doesn't even remember he heard it from me or somebody else heard it and told
him. The war injury, right?
Yeah. Vietnam and dog doo-doo.
Yeah, it worked its way around from somebody.
Wow, it sure did. Tony, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Tony.
AM to PM.
There you go. Close enough.
I have a desktop and I have a laptop and I got a wireless connector or a wireless router, okay? Mm-hmm. When I'm doing my email, I have to use my desktop. But I cannot get email on my laptop. What it's doing is giving me a proxy. It cannot connect to the proxy server.
Okay, you're using Internet Explorer.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, stop that.
Yeah, stop it.
Okay. How about Chrome? I try it with Chrome stop even, it. And it's still giving me the same thing.
Okay, you need to go into your network settings under connections, where you would establish a local area network.
Yeah.
And there should be something about proxy servers. Something or somebody may have put a proxy server in that, and all you'd need to do is just clear the information out of those fields.
Okay. All right, great.
All right, Tony, thank you. Thanks for listening.
You.
We appreciate it. All right, up next would be Jay. Jay, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose, AM and PM, fellas.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hallelujah. Jay?
Hey, Jose, I've got an old Dell Latitude 600, and recently the USB ports have just stopped working. Mm-hmm. I've tried to uninstall and reinstall them, and then my speakers stopped working.
Yep.
And it's just the internal speakers for the computer, nothing external.
Right.
And I can't do anything to get them to come, to get the USB ports to recognize or anything else. And I've uninstalled and reinstalled and rebooted.
Unfortunately, it may be time for a new Dell.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. I need to get a bunch of files off of it first, though.
You got wireless connectivity to the network?
Yeah.
You can email them to yourself.
Oh, that'd be a good way to do it.
And if you use one of the third parties like Yahoo or Hotmail or Gmail, your stuff actually gets saved into the cloud, so it'll be kind of hard to get rid of it from there.
There we go.
And then you can access it wherever you can get to the email at.
So there's no getting those USB ports back, huh?
There is, probably with a new motherboard.
Nope.
And by the time you look at the pricing for new motherboards, you get a new whole computer with a warranty and everything else.
It's an XP machine anyway, so it's pretty much junk at this point.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right, Jay.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Jose, are you familiar with Famrinda?
No.
Famrinda. It's the new Dell.
Here it comes.
New Dell. Famrinda Dell.
Famrinda.
Famrinda.
Thanks, everybody. Famrinda Dell.
Famrinda Dell.
Yeah. Capital D-A.
Kind of a stretch.
Let's get Jim back on the phone.
Get that first guy with that Jim.
Avoid Atlanta.
Oh, we have two Toms in a row. Tom number one, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Well, that's a good way to be.
Hey, Jose, can you see? See what
good
I
one.
Did there?
That's a good
Goodness,
one.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
No one's ever said that before, right?
Yeah, not today.
That's the first time I've heard it.
Hey, Jose, I wanted to ask you, have you been watching this AMC mini-movie Halt and Catch Fire?
I haven't in my DVR. I have not had a chance to watch it yet.
Is that based on a true story?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. You haven't seen it. I was going to ask you what they're talking about with reverse engineering this IBM computer. I just was curious as to what exactly was going on there.
No, like I said, give me a couple weeks. I'll watch them, and I'll do a binge watch, and then we'll get back to you.
All right. I'll call back then.
Sounds good.
All right, Tom.
Thanks.
That was it. He didn't really have a technical question. He just wanted to know if he watched that
show. He wanted to know what reverse engineering was.
Time for Tom number two. Tom, say hi to Jose.
Hi to Jose.
Oh, see what he did? This is Comedy Day.
Wow.
People got this confused with Thursday.
Last
talent contest.
Apparently, they don't know that you are the joke master.
Well,
general.
They're going to learn shortly. Tom, what's your question for Jose?
I have an adware infestation. I can get four or five different little pop-ups, and a lot of them, when you click the X to get rid of them, it'll pop up a whole new window, or sometimes a window will just pop up all by itself.
Yes.
Help?
Malwarebytes.org. BYTES, malwarebytes.org.
Mal with one L, right?
Yes,
MALWARE.
Got it.
And do you use Chrome or Firefox?
Yes, I've tried Chrome, Firefox.
Safari?
Safari, yeah.
Would you suggest putting AdBlock on too? Would that maybe stop some of those?
No, if it's already there, no.
No.
Because they're already local. Yeah, run Malwarebytes and see if that takes care of it for you. If it doesn't, send me a reminder note at techquestions@k2s.com, and I got a couple other pieces that might work for you of software.
Okay. I'm writing.
TECH.
Okay, TRS.com.
Right.
Also, I got conduit in there, and I went through a whole bunch of steps to get rid of everything.
Yep.
Not sure that I've gotten rid of all of it. Is there?
Look in your extensions on your web browsers.
Yeah.
Because it will normally hide in an extension sequence. In Google, it hides with Google Docs.
Okay.
And then wherever extensions exist in Internet Explorer and Firefox.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Good luck.
Tom, thank you, and thank you for listening. Now, before we wrap it up here, quick question. On my phone, when I do different things, especially some kind of app or something, it pops up and says, would like to use your current location.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It is the application wanting to turn on. You apparently don't have your GPS on all the time.
Okay.
It wants to use your GPS location. If you were looking at car prices as opposed to entering your zip code where you are, it wants to use your location so it can figure it out.
So there's no big, it's not a problem to say, okay.
No. If it's a weather app, it wants to, instead of you having to enter your zip code or your city and state where you are for a weather app, it just says, what's your current location? And it'll pull the weather up for that area.
Okay. I've about decided at this point, they know everything anyway.
It doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter. So I might as well go okay, because if they really want, they'll get in my stuff.
Yes.
If they want to. We are out of time. But we will do this again next week. Now, can't wait till next week. Didn't get through. Have a question. Here is Jose. This is Jose's actual email address. Tech question. He may have another one. This is the one you want. TechQuestions@KTRS.com. That's TechQuestions@KTRS.com. We'll do this again next Monday. We thank the folks at ORIC and all of the locally owned and operated ORIC home care centers. Be sure to stop and see the Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner and all the other great products that aren't vacuum cleaners and are very affordable and will make your life a whole lot better and your home. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. I'm still upset that he didn't get his picture taken today. That's like coming to work after vacation and they've changed the locks on the doors, you know, and that's kind of a way of, I'm sure it means nothing, Jose. I'm sure you're still not fired. Oh boy, now I got him worried.
They should have had this guy here today.
Oh, you know what?
Be included.
He's part of the show.
I couldn't agree more. John, today was picture day. I'm surprised they didn't say, come on down, have your picture taken. You're one of the crew.
Why didn't that happen?
I don't know. Somebody dropped a ball there.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, man, who can we call?
I don't know, but I can't think of anybody who likes to have his picture taken as much as you do. I think you like to.
What does that mean?
I think you like to have your picture taken.
What does that mean? You like to get my picture taken more than anybody? What are you trying to say? I'm vain?
No, I just think some people don't mind being photographed.
You didn't say it that way. You said that
sensitive. You've become more.
I don't like, just go around people with cameras and say, hey, want to take my picture?
You have become more sensitive.
Can I get
sensitive.
Your picture?
You don't hate it, though. Like, I hate
can I get your picture?
No,
you.
Here. Hey, how about me? No, how about me?
No, Peon has the point I'm trying to make. We literally despise it. You don't hate it.
You didn't start off.
Oh my goodness!
See, yeah, you worded it. You worded it wrong.
I gotta start scripting out what I say.
I hate my picture taken, Johnny. How about you?
Oh my goodness! Now, why are you so sensitive today?
I'm not sensitive.
Yeah, you are. Yes,
I'm having a great day. It's just, why do you want to start making fun of me?
That's what we do.
Oh my goodness!
Sorry about that laugh. I will say that. When we did the talent show, a segment on Thursday
mm-hmm.
with the ladies of Landau Chevrolet, and nice. I told Mark Moser, please send that segment to me. It was like 5 or 6 minutes, I think. I listened to my laugh. It's really pretty obnoxious.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I like your laugh, John, because it's uncontrollable.
It's jovial.
But when I listen to it, it sounds really up.
Oh, we've never thought that.
How about if I start laughing like?
We would never.
It does sound like a duck, though.
No, but that sounds very. And here's what I think, John.
Oh, that's Frank. Frank, that's funny.
No, that doesn't work.
No, don't do that.
Now here's what
you
I think.
Like that one?
Here's what I think has happened. You have spent so much time in the duck blinds, you've actually taken on kind of the sound of a duck.
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's pretty obnoxious. It's a hearty laugh. I know
it's hearty. That's the way
I've had people make fun of it before. Just right in my face. You know, like I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, but there's some people. If you're in a crowded room, if that person laughs, you go, oh, John Londoff's here. Mm-hmm. You can. Ah! We've got a woman that goes on these trips with us. How many trips do you think Katie's been?
Oh, I think they've been on at least 7 or 8.
When this woman laughs, I don't care if you're in the largest resort in Jamaica or wherever you are. You know from across the resort, hey, Katie's here.
It's a,
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's like
let me hear that again.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So, I love people with a good laugh.
I don't trust people who don't have a hearty laugh.
I don't trust people that don't smile. And those people that don't smile, guess what? They don't laugh. If they're not happy enough to smile a lot, they're not going to laugh. That's one thing I will say about the AM and the PM crowd.
Laughers.
They love to laugh. They're happy, smart, good-looking. I mean, a good-looking crew, the listeners to your show.
Well, we've met a couple of listeners that weren't that good-looking, but we don't care. That's the great thing about AM and the PM. You can be ugly, tall, short, black, white, Catholic.
Come one, come all.
That's right. Thank you. Well said, Peon. Come one, come all. That's right.
That was sharp, Ian.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, it was quick.
So what'd you do this week?
Say hi to Robert and Tricia Hackman.
Okay, let's do that.
They are AM and the PM. They bought a new 2014 Chevy Silverado. They came all the way from Forestell. Unbelievable.
Robert and Tricia. Hackman.
Robert and Tricia Hackman. God bless you. God love you. And
are they related, I wonder, to the Robert and Tricia Lumberyard people? Robert and Tricia Lumber, you've seen those
people. Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the same group. Thank you.
So moving Robert along, more AM and the PM customers.
Let's have those names.
Scott Watkins.
Scott Watkins.
Purchased a Chevy Volt, traded in a full-size SUV, a GMC that he didn't buy from us because we sell brand new a Chevy Tahoes, the 2015. Traded that in for a Chevy Volt. His wife said, nope, I want to get a electric car. Let's go to Johnny Londoff because they're AM and the PM.
So he lets his wife tell him what to do.
And now he just returned with his son, and they bought an Equinox.
Ooh.
So, Scott, thank you very much. And currently looking for a Chevy Cruze for his daughter. And a Silverado work truck for his company. His partner just put together their company, generators. They sell generators. So when I get that information, I think it could be, I don't want to guess. I thought it was Gateway, but I'll find out the name of Scott's company, and we're actually going to get a bid on a generator because we've been known to lose power here once in a while in Florissant with some of these.
Well, you'd have to have a massive generator to run that place, wouldn't you? I mean, you couldn't do it with one generator.
Well, here's the amazing thing is that we're on two different grids. So the new car showroom floor, the service department, the parts department, and the detail shop are on one grid, and the used car and truck department are on a different grid. So we lose power. We'll get power sometimes first in the truck and pre-owned center, and then hours, one time it was like a day later, in the new car showroom floor, the service parts. So we would probably just do a generator for the new car service parts and then the detail. I would think that would behoove us. And then, of course, who knows, the people down at the truck and pre-owned center would be pretty mad at me. So I don't know. We'll get a good price, I'm sure, from Scott. You know, and you think, are there more? Yes, there are more. William and Shirley Saunders purchased a beautiful 2014 Impala LTZ. William and Shirley, just adorable.
Where are they from?
They're from the metro area. I don't have that information.
William and Shirley Saunders, AM and the PM, yeah. Congratulations on that LTZ. That's the top-of-the-line Impala. That's a fantastic car.
I'm pretty sure that Kitty Keneally Harrison is listening right now with her earphones. She looks so cute with her earphones on. And maybe she'll text me that information on where William and Shirley Saunders are from. They purchased that beautiful 2014 Impala LTZ.
Okay.
And a lot of AM and the PM people here this weekend. It was an unbelievable weekend. Very, very, very busy. All the Londoff boys were working this Saturday, and they couldn't believe there were a few storms, a few tornado sirens going off, and yet our customers still hung in there.
Now, that can we talk about where you went this weekend? Do you want to talk about it quickly or not?
Well, I mean, I bought the
charity bid, and you bid and won at the auction to go to the Belmont Stakes. You were there for that race Saturday.
We were there. Mimi and I were there. But, this was the very first time that she and I have spent time in New York.
Have you ever been to a big horse race before? Have you ever been to a big horse race before?
Never. So, never. Something about this horse just really intrigued me. Months ago, a couple of the Lawndop boys turned me on to some articles about California Chrome and the owners, and just this unbelievable Cinderella story in a sport that just is just loaded with money and just, you know, big, fancy, really, you know, well-dressed people, gallivanting around. And the Belmont Stakes, I mean, it was just, it was an unbelievable. I've been to a lot of sporting events. I've been very blessed to be to a lot of events. This thing just took the cake. I mean, just the hype and the buildup, you know, when it was race 9 and race 10 and then race 11 was the Belmont Stakes, that place was just going crazy.
Now, you know why they call it that? The losing horses become stakes, actual stakes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, and I knew the answer to this question. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you, Kitty, Keneally Harrison, William, and Shirley Saunders, Forest, Missouri. That's where they're from, baby.
Right around the corner. Right
God
around the corner.
God bless them. God bless them. I just love the Forest.
If anybody wants the lessons in public relations and how not to act, that owner and that ridiculous, sour, sore losing speech that he made, I will say this. His apology, I think, set everything right, because I watched his apology this morning, and it seemed genuine, and I think he realizes now he came off like an absolute poor sport and sour loser when he started calling the other horses
cheaters,
cowards and cheaters. Come on, man.
He took fifth.
Tied for fourth.
Fourth.
Tied for fourth.
Technically tied for fourth.
And you won two of the three. Get over yourself. Come on.
Really was in the mix. Not really knowing a whole lot about that sport, but I mean it is a mental war. These horses, if they're behind and they're used to always being in the lead, I mean his previous six races, he's never looked at another horse's backside. He's been in front of all those horses, and sometimes no matter what, they just they might not have the charge all the way to the end, but it's a mile and a half. That's a long
distance. You think it's possible that this was the first time the horse realized he was gay and he saw the backside of a horse he liked and he deliberately stayed behind it? This is a possibility.
That's
possible.
I'm staying back here. The other horse
I like the back end on that horse.
Raise awareness, though, of some things that I didn't know about, how it just doesn't seem fair that a horse that hasn't raced in a month can
but
race.
That's what makes the horse
that's
such
the system.
A champion.
Right, that's the system, though. The system seems to be flawed.
That we have had horses that could do that.
Right.
That's why they're champions. Without that rest, they still beat the other horse.
But some people said online, I don't know if it's true or not, but like Secretariat, they raced against the same horses back then. It wasn't...
Well, it's the way the guy did it.
Calling absolutely.
Yeah, cowards.
Absolutely.
It's the way he did it.
Right.
I couldn't imagine the emotions, you know, after winning the Derby. Okay, after winning the Preakness, and just, I mean, the hype and just the energy running through your, and the love that you have for that animal.
Well, here's what
that is your horse.
Here's something else that could be going through his head, and I'm serious about this. I thought about this before the race. I'll bet you somebody came to him before this race and said, I will give you, and make up a number, $30 million for this horse. And he said, no, because once this horse takes the Triple Crown, the value is going to double, and he might, the back of his mind, have been going, God, I should have taken that, taken that money for that horse. I'm sure that had to have happened. Somebody said, all right, let's make the call. You're gambling.
I think he's still going to do all right on his initial investment,
though. He'll do fine.
Guarantees his return on his initial investment will be a world breaker.
Now, describe Mimi's hat. I'm assuming she had a big hat.
Well, let me just say that two people stopped her, wanted to take pictures. Kind of weird. She looked just beautiful. She's always beautiful, but she just looked gorgeous, unbelievable. And that was under circumstances where, our first night, Friday, we were in New York, and we walked and walked and walked. And
well, you're
had a great time. There were a lot of spots that we stopped and had some refreshments. And she was a trooper. She wanted to run in Central Park Saturday morning before we, you know, went to the Belmont Stakes.
Well, that sounds just like me. That's what I'd want to do.
And, you know, having, you know, really, it's just unbelievable. First time in New York.
Well, describe the hat.
No, all this, I've always heard that people are so rude. People are, they couldn't be nicer. I'm telling you, they could not be nice. I don't know what section of, we were in Midtown. We were all over Midtown, Manhattan and New York. I couldn't have met nicer people. At the Belmont, people coming up and just talking and talking about race, you know, just, you know, strategies and whatnot, and just how every person in that crowd was rooting for that horse. And again, the electricity before that event, and it was I'll never forget it. I just, glad we went, had a great, great, great time.
And back to, you didn't answer the question, though, the hat. Describe her hat.
It's indescribable. I got pictures. I'll have to send it to you.
He doesn't. You know hat. What? He doesn't remember what her hat looked like.
Oh, her hat was gorgeous.
Well, that
was gorgeous. On her head.
What color was it?
When we ran a half marathon in Nashville, after we cleaned up quite a bit and had lunch, walked to lunch that day and walked back from the restaurant. After running 13.1 miles, we walked another 2 miles, 1 mile to the restaurant and 1 mile back. And she goes, "We need to stay loose. I'm loose. I'm about to die. I'm about to fall over and just, you know, forget."
John, what did,
saw a commercial about this unbelievable shop outside in the suburbs of Nashville.
John,
that's where she bought her hat.
What did the hat look like, John?
Black and white, and it was not, you know, huge and ostentatious. It was just, it was perfect. It was Mimi. It's just, it was beautiful. And it was just kind of a medium size, and it had little black things hanging off of it that just were, when we were taking pictures, I had to be careful. I poked my right eye out when I was getting, in, but we had quite a few pictures taken because quite a few people told her how beautiful she looked that day. So, a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. Just, the great thing about she and I being there and having a great time is that the team of Londoff Chevrolet, including John Londoff, Sam Londoff, and Tim Londoff, were here working and meeting customers and taking care of the AM and the PM crowd. So it's pretty cool.
All right. Well, we will send you more business if you'll give us that phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. LONDOFF can almost do the entire buying through the experience through online shopping and buying. And that's it. We're going to be open late tonight. A lot of inventory, a lot of great deals, a lot of great prices online at Londoff.com. And it's been great talking to you, Frank.
Well, you too, and don't worry about that laugh. Hang on to that laugh. Don't change it, okay? It's a signature laugh. We'll talk to you, and we'll send you some business.
All right, buddy.
All right, John.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's funny. He hears the segment, realizes for the first time he laughs like a duck. We've told him that, but he didn't believe us, yep. I guess. He had to hear it for himself. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're coming back, so please don't go away. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, avocado season is back at Subway. Add rich, creamy avocado to any sub or salad. Even try it on your favorite breakfast sandwich. Subway, eat fresh. Got a minor accident. It's on westbound 40 after the Boone Bridge. A little bit of slow traffic as you approach the Boone right now. Traffic lights are working incorrectly at Kings Highway and Manchester. That's causing southbound Manchester to back up by Barnes Jewish, and that's also causing drivers on eastbound 40 to back up near the approaching the Science Center, trying to get off on southbound Kings Highway. Now, we do have heavy traffic on eastbound 270 now approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 270 just a bit heavy between Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40 slows Hampton through McCausland. A little bit heavy again between 270 and Mason. This report also brought to you by UPSjobs.com. UPS is now hiring full-time tractor-trailer drivers in St. Louis and Earth City. CDLA license and hazmat endorsements required. Apply now at UPSjobs.com. That's UPSjobs.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with the best of the best, Frank Opinion, and the game weekdays 3 to 6. I'm Hadley. Join Jim Huer and I for the Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 97 on that fastball.
The Cardinals return to St. Louis June 13th to take on the Washington Nationals. And there are great promotions all weekend long, including a canvas print highlighting the retired numbers wall in left field, a Cardinals blanket, and a talking Jack Buck bobblehead. Great seats still remain. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Ground ball to first. Carpenter steps on the bag, throws to second, the tag, double play.
Looking for the best value on St. Louis's two favorite summer attractions? Check out the Cardinals Six Flags double play combo. Each double play combo includes a ticket to a 2014 Cardinals game and one adult admission to Six Flags for one low price. It's the double play combo, your ticket to a summer full of family fun. Get yours today at cardinals.com/Six Flags.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of Peak Nitric Oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-200-3695. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide and free test strips at 1-800-200-3695. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-200-3695.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Well, how about less than 50 cents a day? That's how little it could cost Alan for a 10-year, $400,000 policy through SelectQuote. Alan is a 29-year-old father in excellent health, and he's just one of hundreds of people we find affordable life insurance for every week. I'm Harold Harse, a SelectQuote agent. Like you, if something happened to me, my family would be in big trouble. That's why I have life insurance. And that's why everyone at SelectQuote will go to bat for you to get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Make that call. Sleep well tonight.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-5737. That's 1-800-900-5737. 1-800-900-5737. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, listen up. If you're one of those people out there who has a mortgage with a balance of $200,000 or more and an interest rate of 4.5% or more, you can literally save thousands of dollars if you act now. The situation in Ukraine temporarily has credit rates diving, and you could take advantage of this through Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And the best part is, no cost to you. All the paperwork, including the appraisal, will be at no cost. All you have to do is call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage. He'll take care of everything. Again, it's a temporary situation that can change at any time, totally dependent on the Ukraine situation. But it's a chance for you, the mortgage holder, to save thousands of dollars at no cost. You must act now. Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, StuartsAMC.com, or call 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
Ah, there's nothing like fresh corn on the cob. So yummy, tasty, and enjoyable to eat, unless you have dentures. Well, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can help you get back to enjoying the food you love. You know, those foods you've had to avoid because of your loose-fitting dentures. Dr. Bowen can fit your new implants with existing dentures because those implants can support the dentures to give you the joy of corn on the cob and other foods that you've been avoiding. Implants are a better option than a bridge. It's a one-tooth solution with a one-tooth problem. Bottom line, you're in good hands with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care. So, quit avoiding the food you love simply because of your dentures. Go to BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, DentalCare.com for more information. Or call Dr. Bowen at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 for a free consultation. And get back to the joys of eating the food you love. Bowen Dental Care at BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Are you looking for an affordable vacation this summer? One extreme and exciting? Or a tranquil getaway? It's all here in Illinois South. Have your kids ever been to a real dairy farm? Picked your own strawberries or peaches? How about zip lining? Maybe a wine tasting? Or biking, fishing, or swimming? We have it all at lifesatrip.org. Sponsored by Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. And the Tourism Bureau's lifesatrip.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Tonight, the Major Crimes Unit is back for a new season of Cases, Crimes, and Convictions. All new episodes of Major Crimes begin tonight at 8 on TNT Drama.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. Easy way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, I'm assuming you're back in town.
Back in town for a little bit, maybe a week or so, and then I'm off to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I don't sit still, Frank.
No, you don't.
I'm a man on the go.
You do not.
A man on the go. Well, a couple of notes here. Hollywood news. Let's start with that. Rumor is one of the Kardashian sisters, Khloe Kardashian, is pregnant.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
Yeah, yeah, that poor family. It's just what they need, another mouth to put a silver spoon into.
Oh, that's the truth.
And, you know, Hillary Clinton has a new book out. Have you heard?
What? No.
It's called Hard Choices.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of her book, Hard Choices. Call me crazy, but doesn't that sound like a book Bill Clinton should be writing?
Yeah.
They got the titles up there. And finally, this afternoon. I love all this controversy about the California Chrome horse. Did you see this guy, the owner of the guy, calling all the other owners cowards?
Yeah. He issued a big apology, too.
Oh, sure he did. Yeah, I called the other owner of the winning horse a coward. Here's what happened. He was really upset because his horse couldn't even outrun Barbara Streisand.
I didn't know she was in the race.
He was really amazed. Every year she's racing.
And Sarah Jessica Parker came in seventh.
And John Kerry was in there.
Oh, they were all in it.
Yeah. All right. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, as in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
See ya.
There he goes. Ready. He's like Charles Kuralt. Remember that guy? On the road with Charles Kuralt.
Yeah.
And then remember when he died, they found
he had a separate family.
Yeah, had a second family nobody knew about.
That was so wild.
Another woman in another town, a house he gave her, and his wife had no clue the whole time. Way to go, Charles. Earlier, John Carney had mentioned, and I seem to remember hearing this before, Warren Buffett has only sent one email ever. Here's a guy who's like one of the three richest guys in the world. Just goes to show you, you can live without social media and emailing and text. He doesn't text, has an old flip phone, and he sent one email in his whole life ever and uses a regular old manual typewriter and drives an old station wagon, lives in the same house for 45 years. And the guy's a gazillionaire, Warren Buffett. It can be done. You can succeed without all that stuff. Matheny Heating and Cooling, here's what you can't do without. A little break with the weather. It's not too horrible. It's not too miserable. A little, not as humid, not as hot. It's going to change. You need a heating and cooling company. Everybody does. Unless you don't have heat or cooling, and then I don't know who you are that you can exist and survive like that. So here's our recommendation. Since you're going to have somebody, and your preference would probably be to have the same company all the time. But you know how that goes. You have to the trial and error. You get somebody out. You don't like them. You try somebody else. You ask a friend, a neighbor, a relative. Who did you use? Let us help you. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. And 72 years, by the way, it snuck up on me. I keep saying 71. They're now 72 years in business. Any brand, any make, any model, any type, any size. Commercial, residential, St. Louis County, and about 98% of St. Charles County. You have to live in the far most western portions for them not to be able to give you their great service. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Website's an easy one to remember. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Don't go away.